What's up? What's up? This Mindset Therapy, Real Talk TV, Real Talk Podcast, Real Talk Television, Real Talk Off the Chain with the Deal B.
How y'all doing? This is Ronnie Tuesday, once again with Mindset Therapy with my boy Anthony London, man.
You already know how we do, man. We doing things a little bit different today, you know what I'm saying? We off the grid, you know what I'm saying? We ain't doing no video. This all audio today, but we gonna keep it real, we gonna keep it fresh, and we gonna keep it truthful, you know, like we do all the time. What you talking about, too, you know?
Hey, man, you know, hey, bro, first of all, like I always say, it's an honor and a blessing to be able to be on this platform once again. I give God all honor and glory for it.
That's right. That's right. We got to get a glory to the man, man. So much crazy things going on in this world today. You know, it's we have to be accountable for who we are. We have to be accountable for, you know, our realness. We have to be accountable to the people who are in our lives, especially the real people. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to have a variety of people in your life. You're going to have seasonal people in your life. You're going to have different characters, like you say, those characters in your life. So we have to know first and foremost how to deal with them, but first we got to put God first so we wouldn't kill these people.
Exactly. And so the topic is today is living with the mask on.
Oh boy.
Living.
Man, you will find a way to go
with the mask on.
You find a way to go deep,
right? It is what it is. Living with the mask on.
Man. See, I think this should be a two-parter. Because if you got the mask on, eventually, unless you die with the mask on, you got to learn how to live with the mask off.
We're going to talk about this mask on. Because
right,
of like you
right. Said. Two-parter.
You know, it's like, man, and
It's deep, man.
With the mask on, because a lot of times, man, we meet a lot of people and we actually can't see the mask. But as time passes by, we realize that they're not really fake and that's a mask because they're not being themselves. For whatever reason, you know.
So what you're saying, they faking,
right?
Because it's a mask.
It's a mask. So once that mask begin, as you get in conversation or with them, you notice red flags or certain,
well,
you know.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How long it take a person to know that the other person is wearing a mask?
Well, to be honest with you, it's hard to distinguish because it depends on the situation. You know, through conversation or things that may occur, you're not going to know right away. It's kind of hard to distinguish that. Yeah. But as time progresses, as things go on and get deeper, eventually you're going to be able to note that they had that mask on because you're going to start seeing the red flags and the fakeness. You know what I'm saying?
So what you're saying is that you're going to have to have a lot of discernment to understand that this person is not the person who you thought it was. This person is not the person it was portraying to be.
Right.
It's something more sinister under that mask.
Right. When they introduce themselves, this seemed like a pretty nice person. And we all have experienced that in life.
Yeah.
How many times you met people and then after a while you're like, dang, it's not the person who I first met.
Many times.
So, you know, we go through that very often, even with family members, you know what I'm saying? So,
especially with family members.
A lot of people have this mask on for different reasons also.
That's right. And you never can tell what their problem or what caused them to start wearing a mask. You know, it's not saying that, we're going to leave them alone or not have a relationship with them because they have this mask. Because like you said, you never know why they have this mask on and what reason, what's going through their mind that they think they need this mask. But in actuality, you know, the mask is just putting a strain to the relationship because the mask got to keep up with Front Street. The mask got to keep this image up. The mask is a whole life within itself. You know, other than that person or who's living under that mask.
Exactly. Because it takes a lot of energy to live with the mask on.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Trying to be all things to all people. Or trying to please everybody.
That's right. That's right, my brother. So,
and that's how we lose identity of ourselves. I mean, you know.
That's right. That's what make it hard, man. That's what make it hard. You know, and I think everyone have experienced a mass or two in their lifetime.
Yeah,
some when they're younger, some when they're older, some is in between. But you know,
we all had masses on at one point, somewhat in life.
But
you know,
let me tell you, you know, regardless to the mask you wear, you know, you make that mask a mask. You like say this. All right, I put this mask on. I'm putting this mask on either to help me. I'm putting this mask on
exactly
to either how can I say bamboozle someone,
right? Manipulate or whatever,
right? It's manipulation. It's all manipulation,
right.
But it could be good manipulation or it could be bad manipulation.
Right.
But at the end of that street, we all know that the best mask is no mask.
Right. I mean, eventually, I mean, you know, it's just like it come a time and point once you start interacting with people like that, the mask is going to be, you start rising up. You're going to really see who that person really is through conversation or when things occur. If something happened,
right,
you're going to see.
But a lot of people is like with me, for instance. You meet people, you know, and God give you this this power, and it's called discernment. Now, I've been through my storms and my avalanches and my tornadoes in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I kind of have a way of understanding and knowing who a person is from when they, as soon as they open their mouth, and it's nothing but a blessing from God. But at the same time, now when I choose to have a relationship with this person, I choose all of that because I know, you know. But we put everything on the table. Look, man, I understand that you're working with this mask, but as long as you don't put this mask on when you're dealing with me, you know, I can stand in a gap with you. I can stand with you, and I can help you. To try, cause I can't, you know, I can't sit here and say, you know, judge you or be down on you because I know how it is. I've been in a different, many different situations
right.
in my lifetime
exactly.
too. So I only can tell you what I do
from your experience,
from my experience,
yeah, right? Yeah.
But don't get it twisted and start trying to wear that mask to on when you're dealing with me. And see, that's what happens a lot. They start to forget and take your relationship and your love for granted and start putting that mask on you. You know what I'm saying? And knowing you see straight through it, but in their mindset, in their craziness, they thinking they you can't see this.
Right.
You know, all the trickery, all the games you playing, you got to think about it. I met you playing these games, so I know how they go.
And
don't play with me, bro.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Because and that'll make you think they disrespecting you.
Exactly. You so you gonna look bad. But my thing is just like you cannot enjoy happiness, healthy relationship with someone that's wearing a mask.
That's right.
And that's what you were talking about, relationships.
That's right.
How could you be happy?
Mm-hmm.
How could it be healthy if someone is wearing a mask?
Right, right.
Because you're giving all yearning.
And again, I'm going to go back and I'm going to say, I'm not going to try to find out, figure out the solution to someone else's problem, you know, that they're going through, because that's still like judging them. Only thing I can do is tell you what I do, how I get around
right.
not making those same mistakes. And
right.
it's through you, my Lord and Savior, you know,
exactly.
it's through Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the same time, you know, you got to think about it, man. God, man, look, God is here to do all things, but he only asks a few things. He asks us to believe and trust him, and he asks us to come through his son.
Exactly.
But see, people make it complicated trying to do everything. They're trying to do all these things. God promised us they want all these things, but they don't want to go through the sun.
But
they won't go through it, go around him, go over him, go. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
What they're doing, let me piggyback up. What they're doing, they're taking it on their hand. They're doing what they want to do on their own.
That's right.
But then again, a lot of times, some of them be playing tug of war with the flesh and the spirit, mm-hmm. because they know what God say. They know what the word say.
Mm-hmm. But they have to
be disciplined to God's word.
Right.
A lot of times they rebel against it. Right. They want to do it their way. But every time we do it, I'm going to just use myself.
Right.
A lot of times in life, I went through different obstacles and different things, and I did it my way. Mm-hmm. And what I had to do, I had to come back and let God take over and do it God's way. But if I'd have just did that in the first beginning, I would have never put myself through that.
Right.
See, we have to let go and let go.
But see, some people think they're so smart, they think they're smarter than God.
Exactly.
And they have people like that. You deal with them every day. They think they're so slick. They think everything come out their mouth, they think people believe them. But the only games they playing is with they self. You feel what I'm saying?
I mean, you're looking at
because me, we didn't been cut from a cloth that was so deep, man. We've been there. You think you the first person we met like you?
That's where that mask come from.
You feel me? But that's what make them think we can't see through that mask.
Exactly. So that's why I say that mask is something, bro. So
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They, I love you, this and that. But you know it's fake. I'm not gonna say it's fake. I'm gonna say they don't mean I love you like when you
they're
say I
genuine.
Love you.
They're not genuine.
Like when I say I love you, I truly
you.
Really yeah, mean
love.
I love you.
Exactly. I feel it.
Real, I lay down my life. But see, when they say they not, it don't have the same meaning because they're saying it with that mask on. Now I take that mask off and say it. You might can't say it because I'm not your kind.
Right.
But you're trying to make like I'm your kind. Cause look, when you real and when you too real, you scare people because they everything that's so real to them, they think it's fake, and everything that's fake, they think is real.
But they see your true identity. See, you're being yourself.
Every day,
a mask
all day.
Is hiding. A mask is like, whatever, for whatever reason, to each and own, why are you wearing these masks? Hey, but the thing is, man, just be yourself.
And see, that's the thing. They can't be themselves because they don't think they're going to be accepted.
Well, they feel like, you know,
they can't be themselves because they're that little boy that just shot 20 people at school. That's them.
Right.
That's them. They just ain't go through the formality that little guy went through. Going to school and shooting all them innocent people.
Right.
And then that's probably the same people that been laughing at that child, been bullying them, been doing all kind of stuff. But that don't mean they deserve to die, though.
They didn't.
But that's just life telling a story about that person with that mask on.
Right.
See, that little boy went to school, he ain't had that mask on.
No, he didn't.
He went to school without the mask. He went to school with the trench coat on.
He went to school with the trench coat on because...
So he had the identity of the trench coat mafia.
He was being bullied. He was being all kinds. And they
said the school boy gonna say, oh, they don't have no record. Of course you don't have no record because I know how y'all do at school. Y'all don't... the things y'all need to worry about, y'all don't worry about them. So yeah, it was going on because bullying is everywhere.
It's everywhere.
They got adult bullies. They got... kid bullies, they got that, you know, that think they bullies. But if you cop back and smack the autumn, they gonna get their mind right.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But since you change, I change, and we change as human beings, they lucky. They safe. They safe.
I feel you, bro. You right.
They safe, so they can go around thinking they're pushing their weight and thinking they're doing it, but the only thing they're doing is playing games with themselves.
They wear masks.
Because when that water cut off and you lose those who was real with you, you're going to understand now you're surrounded by a pure fake. At first, you was surrounded by fake, but you had a little real around you that was solid enough to keep you afloat. To keep you steadfast.
I like that.
To go to war with you when you need to go to war against these demons.
Right.
But now, guess what?
Everything fake around you.
Everything fake. Now you're gonna sink to the bottom with all them calls that said it can float, but they was lying.
All the while. And that small writing. You know that small writing on
that
the contract?
Writing.
That you can't barely see and you ask them about before you sign the contract.
So the whole time you're wearing that mask, think you getting over. You hitting these little licks, think you getting over.
You ain't going nowhere.
You hitting these licks, not shame, going under. copping new stuff, doing this, doing that thing, you getting over on people. You're not getting over on nobody but yourself, because God see everything.
He do.
You can play with him if you want. Watch how he humble you.
Hey, let me tell you something, man.
You looking around worrying about Ronnie and worrying about Frog, you tripping.
Yeah.
You better not be worrying about us. We ain't going to do you nothing.
Nothing. Because guess what?
The Heavenly Father that's about to put his hands on you.
Guess what? I'm covered by the blood of Jesus like this, man, like I said. Hey, and that's why I know that I'm in a growing and learning that God have, I done matured a lot.
That's right.
And, you know,
you can't stop what God got for us.
No, you can't stop. When Jesus said yes, nobody can say no.
No.
So my thing is, man, you know, like we talking about this mask, man, just be yourself.
Be yourself.
Man. All these characters and all this.
Just remember, when a real person accept you, they accept you for all your faults, all your downfalls, all everything. Because guess what? I had my day in the mud. I done been through the mud. I done been through the quicksand. I done been through the fire. So I'm not going to sit here and judge you or talk or say this about, no, we the same person. You just don't understand it.
Right.
You don't got to be real as me to be the same as me.
Right.
You know, because when you real, you can't buy that.
Yep.
You can't buy a realness. You born with it.
Right.
So just because you're not real like me, that don't mean I can't accept you. I just know how to deal with you.
Because at one point, you got to take that mask off. You got to take, and I'm going to tell you all this. The ones who wearing masks, look in the mirror. Take the mask off.
They can. They can.
Look in the mirror and take the mask off. You'll see the beauty. Mm-hmm. They have beauty under these masks.
Yes.
Allow yourself to be yourself. Quit worrying about what folks think of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's been a problem, man, for years and years. You know, live for yourself, not other people.
That's right.
You know?
Trying to keep up with the Joneses. You see the glory, but you don't know the story.
Huh?
I can't never see what the Joe Blow over there got and want what Joe Blow got. I don't know what Joe Blow been through. I don't know Joe Blow's story.
He might
you know,
been.
I don't know what he had to go through to get what he got.
Exactly.
The only thing I could do is focus on me and my family and grind for what I want.
Exactly.
Not grind for what you got. I don't want what you got. I want what I want.
And not only that, I'm going to just put an input on it. I want what God has
for me. That's right.
Because that is everlasting. You know, a lot of times we want things, this and that. But I want that God-given. Whatever God allowed me to have.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got to cherish and value it. You know? You can't just abuse it.
And see what you said, but that just made so much sense. Because, see, don't let the media think that child just went to school and decided to shoot all those people for nothing.
Something pushed him.
You know, don't you know, that's somebody's child, too.
Exactly. You know, so we got to pray for him just as well.
We got to pray for him.
For the ones who died, the ones who he shot.
Especially
we got to pray
ones
for him and his parents just as well. The victim.
But look, if you listen, the guy's father ain't saying his son ain't do. He said he just is mind boggled as everybody else. His son cooked dinner the night before, got up the next morning, told him he loved him. He said his son loved working out. But he said he having a funeral too. Because he done lost his son as well.
Right.
No, he ain't died that day, but he died.
Lost, he died.
He lost his son.
You couldn't have put
and he said, man, he praying for the families that his son the chance for the rest of their life. But at the same time, man, he is bearing a son,
too. Well, he need prayer, too, just like everybody
man.
Else. And see, that be a lot
not
of time.
Trying to right his wrong.
Right.
Because he was dead wrong. But the school is even more wrong because they couldn't identify what this child was going through.
And that's what they, that's because you know why? Because they had the mask on.
And they worrying about
they
all kind of
everything.
Other stuff.
They're not being real. They're not being themselves. They had a mask. That's a mask. Because first of all, you should have seen something. Number one, a trench coat. You could have just asked the child, well, it's hot outside.
But on the news, they said all trench coats was banned at every school in
Texas. I seen it. But it's not cold.
But they let this child get all over
in the summer, 90-some degrees.
And I know we talked about this the other day, but this fell in our conversation.
It just
that's how when you speak in the real, that's how things happen. It, you know, it come up. But At the same time, man, our prayers go out for everybody that was affected.
Yeah, man.
Everybody. You know, and it goes for the shooter family as well, because exactly. They're human beings too.
Yeah, man, they need prayers. They need prayers. And like I said, man, it's just like everybody. And we as people, we hate to see things happen.
That's hurtful. That's real hurtful.
But that's why we need to pray. We need to get in touch with our higher power, fall on our knees and start praying. You know, stop pointing the finger. Let's pray.
First, we got to ask for forgiveness.
Exactly.
Don't be sitting there thinking you ain't never sinned or you ain't never done wrong. Because guess what? You're only fooling yourself. Take that mask off.
What?
Take that mask off.
You got to take that mask off, man.
You think it's a game? And hit your knees and ask God for forgiveness through his son, Jesus Christ.
That's why I love this brother, man. He come raw and uncut with it.
Because if you can't ask for it through Jesus Christ, it's falling on deaf ears. It's like you're not saying nothing at all.
Nothing, man.
So just understand that and believe that God don't ask for much.
No, he don't.
And we're not perfect. We human. We have fun. We not no biblical scholars. We not no preachers. We not no bishops or pastors. We two real brothers that's work in progress, that's getting better and better every day, and that know who we are.
Right.
We a child of the Most High God.
And that's it, man.
We are victorious.
We've been through many storms and many bushes, and like we always say, Brother London always say, don't think you're on the island by yourself.
Nah, man.
Because you're not going through it by yourself,
even
man.
Even you weirdos. Yeah. Even you cats that's wearing the masses. Might don't be real as us. But we understand. We right. know. We right there with
you. Just be yourself. Take the mask off, man.
Stop tripping.
For the ones who know that on an everyday basis of life, the things that you're going through, that you face, and you have to pretend, just be yourself. Take this mask off. And be yourself and give That's it to right. God, man. Look, this is Ronnie Tuzno.
Anthony London.
Mindset Therapy, man. We love y'all,
Real
man.
Real Talk Podcast. Don't miss it. It's up. It's hot. It's bout it.
Hit us up.
Let's get it.
Hit us up.
Tuesday, baby.
You know it.